Glory, glory, glory to God. Again, I want to thank you all. Thank you for coming in online, and more of you are still coming on. So we praise God. Tonight, I'm going to be ministering on this particular subject. It's speak God's word over your life. Speak God's word over your life. Not so much what somebody else says, but that makes a difference. It's the word of God that makes a difference. And our pastor's been preaching this and teaching this for a while now, and just letting us know the importance of not only knowing the word of God, but speak the word of God and apply it. You speak it, you apply that word over your life. Our main scripture tonight, it's coming from Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but God gave this to me and to minister on tonight. And then Jesus said, he said this to his disciples, he says, it is written. Actually, he said it when he was in the wilderness and was tempted of the enemy, tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. It said, he told the enemy, he says, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's the part of this scripture that I want to concentrate. Man shall not live by bread alone, but, he's saying, Jesus is saying, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And listen, Jesus said it is written. And surely it was written in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8 and 3. And this is what it says. It's saying to the children of Israel that after God had delivered them and brought them out of bondage and brought them out of Egypt. And the third verse here of the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest, you didn't know anything about this, you knew it not. Neither did thy fathers know. You didn't know anything about manna from heaven, that's food from heaven, and your fathers didn't know it. He said that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, doth man live. So when Jesus quoted that, he quoted that was already written in the book of Deuteronomy. And we're talking about speaking the word. Now we know that in Genesis, the first chapter, we have a prime example of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, saying, we know, he says, God created the heaven and the earth, and we know that he said it was void, and it was out form. But here's where the action takes place. When God said, yes, he said all this, he saw it, he observed it, you know, it was. He looked at the heaven and earth, there was no form, it was void, it was darkness. But here's a piece. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said. God said again, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and it happened, divided the waters from the waters. Mm-hmm. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb-yielding seed, fruit after his kind. And you and I know very well from that point to right now in the present that the word that God said, it came to pass. And we see, we have the witness. We can see a day and night. We can see in the daytime the sun comes up. In the evening the moon comes up. The stars are still there. The firmament's all divided. My God, we still have seed-bearing herbs and all of these things. But why? Because God said. Go back to our main scripture where it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. I want you to get this tonight. God's word is important. How can you speak it if you don't know it? You got to know that word, hide that word, and then reach back and get that word for whatever it is that you need. Amen. Turn with me to Psalms. Psalms 119. Praise God. Psalms 119, 89 and 91. It reads like this. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's how important it is. The 90 verse says, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. That includes you. That includes me. That's us, y'all. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Right now, we are living on this earth, as tormented as it may be, but yet inhabit the earth. Amen. Verse 91 says, and they continue this day according to thine ordinances. For all are thy servants. In other words, according to your word, according to your law, according to what you have spoken, everything is in place. Everything is here for the glory of God. Everything is in motion based on the word of God. The part I like, he says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So God's word stands firm forever. Say amen to that. Praise God. And then Psalms 138 and 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and give thanks unto thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So this is letting you and I know how powerful the word of God is. Yes. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but he says, but my word shall never, ever pass away. And that's why we got to give thanks. When we come and we enter into the sanctuary, understand we're not there to socialize. We're not there to chit-chat. We're not there to pass notes. But when we come in, we are there to give God praise and worship, to worship him. And listen, there's so many times we come into church and we start looking at our clock, we look at our watch, and you're thinking, okay, it's long enough. We've been here long enough. Come on now. You haven't been touched yet. When you enter into the true presence of God, my God, where else, what better place would you want to be? We want to be where the presence of the Lord is. And there's certain things that need to happen. Listen, when we come in, praises, God comes in and he inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise God, when we glorify him, listen, praise comes directly from the heart. No one has to beat you overhead. No one has to be a cheerleader to say, come on now, let's praise God, let's worship him. Come on, when we come in, when we enter in, there ought to be a praise on our lips. Hallelujah. That we're able to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. We're talking about speaking God's word over your life. This is how important. I wanted to lay some foundation how important the word of God is. Matthew 24 and 35 says it like this. Heaven and earth will pass away. Mm-hmm. But my words, Jesus is saying, will not pass away. And see, by this statement, Jesus is telling us that in the future, the present heaven and earth that we have today will pass away, yet his words will never, ever pass away. See, in order to speak the word of God, yes, I said we have to know it, but when we speak the word of God over you, our lives, over your life, because this is personal, when you speak the word over your personal life, you need to speak with authority and the conviction. You must know the word. Number one, you got to know it to speak that word with confidence and conviction and the authority. In other words, you got to believe God's word. That's number two. You got to believe it. Number three, settle the word in your heart. And number four, apply and act upon his word. Oh, that's powerful right there. When you know that word of God, when you're walking closely with him, that you can speak that word with authority. Listen, when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and the enemy always come and attack even at your lowest time, when he had been fasting 40 days, he spoke the word, and he says, "It is written." Mm-hmm. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the enemy didn't stop there, and he kept right on. But Jesus kept saying, it is written. It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And so forth. He spoke the word. He was the living word himself. Now, if the living word himself had to speak the word, how much more do you and I need to speak that word? Amen? Praise God. Amen. Amen. I want to read this scripture again. This is a very, very familiar passage of scripture, but again, it's telling us how important the Word of God is and how we need to think and meditate deeply in the Word. It says, blessed is the man. This is Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law or the word of the Lord. And in his law or his word doth he meditate day and night. And then what's going to happen? When he does this, thinking on the goodness of God, thinking of the blessings of the Lord, thinking with the promises of God, this is what he says is going to happen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is awesome. Hallelujah. That is awesome. He says, no, you don't need to stand or entertain yourself with what man is saying or people that are scornful or people that are standing in the way of sinners. A lot of people profess Jesus, but they get out and people don't see Jesus. They just see them acting just like they act. But he's saying, blessed is the man that walketh not in that counsel of the ungodly, nor even standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight, his pleasure, his joy is in the law of the Lord. Say amen to that. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 119, 97, it says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That's where we have to get to, that we fall in love with Jesus. We fall in love with God the Father, so much so that we think on him. Listen, think about it in the natural. You know, maybe your significant other, your husband, your wife, when you all were dating each other, I mean, you thought about them constantly. You think about it all the time. You stay on the phone for hours, maybe not saying a whole lot, but at least you're in the company. You're talking. You hear their voice. How much more that we fall when we fall in love with Jesus? Hallelujah. They could say like the psalmist says, oh, how I love thy word, or I love your law, because it's my meditation day and night. See, according to Hebrews 10:23, you and I, we have to hold fast our confession of our hope within Jesus Christ without wavering, without doubting. For why? Because he who promised to do certain things, his promises, he's faithful to keep them. He watches over his own word to perform it. Hallelujah. If he speaks, God can speak and speak a word, and he can cause that word to run swiftly. Maybe, you know, we never know. A lot of times things happen so fast you can't even start a prayer. You could say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a situation when you see something that's disastrous, that's about to happen, and you say, Jesus, Hallelujah. When you call him with the authority, with the confidence, with the love, like you know him because he lives on the inside. You say Jesus. You're saying that with a conviction because he's right there. He can cause his word to run swiftly. He can cause his word through the angels that encamp round about us to lift up a standard, to lift up a hedge all around us. Isn't that awesome? Say amen to that. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something to you in Jeremiah 1 and 12 from the Amplified. Says, then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word. I just said that, to perform it. Hallelujah. The King James Version says it like this, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And then the New King James Version says it, says, for I am ready to perform my word. Then the NIV says it like this, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. So therefore, if you got the, if you abide in him and his word abide in you, then you and I can ask what we will. That's what the scripture says. Amen? That's exactly what it says. Hallelujah. See, when you know the promises of God, you got to believe and speak those promises over any situation that occurs in your life. Amen. That's right. Speak it. Speak. When you speak the word of God, what are you speaking? You're speaking life. You're speaking peace. You're speaking joy. You're speaking victory. Amen. No matter what the circumstances are. And plus, we know that we can do all things through Christ, which gives us the strength. See, when we begin, and we're going to do that tonight before we get off this line, when you decree and you declare the promises of God, you speaking his word over your life. Decree and declare the promises of God over your life and the lives of those who are connected to you. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That is just, oh my God, that is just awesome. I was just so blessed as I studied this, as I studied this lesson talking about man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so I'm going to go over a couple of decrees and declares, and I'm going to say it slow enough that I want you to repeat it after me. You're only repeating it after me, but I want you to say it with the conviction. Speak it out loud right where you are. I don't know if you're in your car or you're in your house or you're in your living room, bedroom. Don't know where you are. Don't make any difference. When you speak the word of God, praise God, you can expect something to happen. When you speak life, when you speak with faith, oh my God, it increases your faith. It gives you the strength to go through. Amen? All right, I want you to repeat after me. There's a few that I want you to say. Repeat after me. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and he's Lord over my body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am the body of Christ. I am redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases in his own body. By his stripes, I am healed. I forbid any sickness or disease to operate in my body. Every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection in which God created it to function. I honor God and bring glory to him in my body. One more. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom of light. I keep myself in the kingdom of love. I keep myself in the word of God. And the wicked one touches me not. Praise God. That's just a brief example of just speaking the word, speaking power, speaking victory, speaking healing, speaking life. Again, the Bible, Jesus says that these words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You put this into practice every single day, you'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it, just like saying, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will give God the praise. I will be glad in it. You'll say, I can do all things. No matter what comes or what goes, no matter what, how things look, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Praise God. Boy, I tell you, the time has gone by so, so quickly. But you have to remember. Remember this. Speak God's word over your life. Get in that word and let it get in you. Get it deep, sinking deep on the inside that you can wake up and says, I love to meditate on his word. And I meditate on it day and night. That's what makes me be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Listen, a tree that's planted by the water, is that the roots go down deep. They're strong. Storms will come. Oh, yeah. Storms will blow in our lives. Storms are blowing in many of your lives even right now. But yet, when you know that word, when you have been planted deep and rooted in his word, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that you're going to bring forth fruit, the fruit of the spirit, the love, the peace, the joy. Amen. In your season. Hallelujah. Where everybody has a season. And praise God, I don't know when your season is, but yet and still, whatever it is, it's going to be right because God has a timetable. He has a time. He has ordered a special overcoming season for every single one of us. Amen? Glory, glory, glory to God. Praise God. I've got to cut off, but yet and still, this has been a blessing to me, and I believe it has been blessed to you. Our prayer is tonight. We continue to pray for all the sick and the shut-in. Certainly, we pray continuously for those that the names are in our prayer box. We pray for our own mother, Dolores Liggins. Praise God. And she's at home now, but we continue lifting her up in prayer, believing God. We're praying for our Deacon Walter Brown. Was blessed to see him on last week. Was looking good. Praise God, but we hold him in prayer. We continue to pray for our brother, Robert Allen. Praise God. And we pray for continuously our sister Betty Ann Davis. We pray continuously even for my little grandson, Malik Doyle. Praise God. I'm believing God. God ain't through with that young man yet. There's much, much, much more that God is going to do. We are standing in the gap and believing for his complete deliverance. Tonight, we're praying for the voices of Judah, that God will just bless them, unite them even the more, anoint them even the more. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're praying for my sister Denise Sally, that God will continually heal her body, and God knows what you stand in need of. We pray for her mother, Helen Townsend. Praise God. And we pray for her caregiver, and we're praying for Evangelist Glory Thomas. We're praying for our pastor, Lena Patton. Oh, my God, it's so much going on. We're praying for the vessels of praise, and God, they will continue to lift and praises to God. In fact, they'll be dancing even on this coming Sunday. Praise God. We pray for our official board in our church. We pray for every member of our church. And certainly we absolutely pray for the leader of our church, our Pastor Ollie Bolden. We pray that God would just move in his life, move heavily, that that word would come forth with boldness, with such conviction, that he will stand boldly and proclaim what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just love you. And we praise you, God. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time that we can expound on your word, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that illuminates your word, that opens our understanding. Oh, God, that even gives us the unction that, Lord, I want to know you more, that gives us, that pulls us closer to you. Hallelujah. We say tonight, Holy Spirit, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, your word, it didn't go out tonight and return to you void because, God, it touched somebody's heart. It landed in someone's spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, because I know, God, you settled that word in my heart, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that I was able to expound on your word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for all that you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your long suffering, for your patience with every single one of us. We thank you because you loved us when we were yet sinners. But God, we thank you, God, that we have been drafted. We're in your family, your holy family. Hallelujah. You called us children. You called us your children, your sons, your daughters. You even called us friends, God. God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You called us, you a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. That we would be set aside and set apart for your service, God. Make us worthy of that, God. Clean us up. Make us, Lord, God. Help us to grow us up in you. Grow us up in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put that hunger and thirst after righteousness deep down in our heart, that, God, that we will wake up in the middle of the night. We will think on your goodness. We will just give your name praise. We will glorify you. Hallelujah. Now, Father, remember those names that I call, every one of the names. You know the need. You know whatever need. Even Bishop Roy Foote, remember him. And Sister Foote, remember them, God. Even as they're going through this time, God. God, you're able. You're never left them. You'll never leave us. You never forsake us. You're with us always, every single one. Whatever the need is, many need healing. Many need deliverance. Many need, God, oh, God, restoration, God. Many need a closer walk with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a new thing, God. We expound on your word tonight, and we believe, God, that even in the service, when we come to service, even on Sunday, God, that your Shekinah glory would fill the place. Even those that are listening under the sound of my voice, they would come in with a different attitude. They would come in with an attitude of gratitude. They'd come in with a spirit of praise, with praise on their mouth. Hallelujah, God. Oh, my God, that we will glorify you, for you inhabit the praises of your people. God, if you don't show up, we don't have service. Hallelujah. But, God, we need you in the midst. There's so much, God, that's going on around us in this world. Lord, touch us. Raise us up that we can be that shining light, that we can make a difference, that men will see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Use us, God, in a special way, God, to show love one to the other. Oh, God, bring us closer together in the name of Jesus. And, God, that we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. That no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. Oh, God, we thank you because, God, we are more than conquerors through Jesus, who loved us. He gave himself for us. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us all things pertaining to life, all things pertaining to godliness. Oh, my God, you have made the way, God. Jesus, you are that way. You are that truth. You are our life today. Oh, my God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, and we will worship you, and we will bless you at all times, God, everyone on this line, meet every need. Every need, every need, God. You know them name by name. You know their household. You know all the loved ones. You know all the people that are connected to them. My God, in the name of Jesus, we send forth this prayer. We decree and we declare that salvation will be in the homes that we're and will save the people, God, deliver and set them free, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, you know how to set them on fire. Set them on fire for you, God. You're able, God. Even our young people, Lord, even as they go off to college, keep them covered. Keep them covered under your blood. Build a hedge of protection around them. Oh, God, that they will still serve you. They will serve you from their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. We glorify you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. And for that, God, we give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Because you are so worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Father. We lift you up. We lift you up with our praises. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. For God, we know like you. There's no one like you. We can search high and low, God. We realize that there is no one like you, God. Hallelujah. No right now on this line, no I open the line and I want you to say to the Lord, there's nobody like you. Somebody nobody say to the Lord, like there's you, no Lord. One like you, nobody God. Like we you, give Lord. You praise. No one can do us like you. No one can nobody bless us like you. No one can nobody. Overshadow us, God. In nobody, the name of Lord. Jesus, we bless nobody. You right now. We're not ashamed to praise you. We're not ashamed to glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. We bless you, God. We thank you because you are good, God. You're good all the time, and all the time you are good. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you, and we bless you. Hallelujah, and we bless you, and we bless you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, my time has already gone, and I just thank God that we had this time together. Oh, my God, and I trust that you have been blessed, that you will just meditate on that word. You fall in love with God. Fall in love with him even more so. And you know, there'd be a song back in the day that says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. So with that said, I pray that you'll continue to be blessed. Have a blessed night. I pray that even when you lay down to sleep tonight, that you will lie in peace, and that the angels of the Lord continuously encamp all around about you, that you will have sweet dreams tonight. Hallelujah. And you wake in the morning at the appointed time. And with that said, I'm saying we love you. I know Pastor Boldy loves you. We love you. And we ask that you pray for us as we continue to pray for you. So with that said, have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.